It's Hashem, the yeshiva is going to begin an initiative whereby, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, every day, you know, Yeshua Hashem keharifayin. So, hopefully, this is not something that will need to be prolonged, but pending that Yeshua Hashem keharifayin, that every day that there should be a minyan who are fasting, and not a Yom Kippur Katan where all B'nai Yeshiva are encouraged to fast, but every day there should be a minyan fasting. So the way the system is going to work is that there will be a sign up with 12 slots for every day, and from amongst all the B'nai Yeshiva, so people should fill the 12 slots every day. So the mice say, if a person volunteers, he probably ends up fasting once a month. It's not, again, the whole initiative obviously will be voluntary, but even if a person is fully participating, it's not especially taxing. So to get this up and going, it will probably take a little time. Until the sign-up, I don't think it will be up in time to arrange for tomorrow. The sign-up will probably be up in time to, you'll probably get an email about it in time for people who are going to sign up for Wednesday, so they'll know on Tuesday, and there'll be Mekabel Tonis Tuesday to Mincha, and then there will be a Mincha, which is, you know, devoted to a Mincha of a Tonis. That's the plan, Be'ezus Hashem. So to try to implement the program as of tomorrow, even though the logistics won't be ready in time. So we're hoping that maybe within our shiur we can arrange, if there are 12 volunteers, again, it would mean being Mekabel Tonis at Mincha today, and then fasting tomorrow, and then that at a coordinated time to all go to the same Mincha, and that Mincha would have Kriya Satorah, Vayachal, with the Haftorah, and Sim Shalom Aneinu in Mincha. It wouldn't have been the Seder Slichos, that would be the change. So if you're able to, again, no pressure intended, encouragement yes, pressure no. If there are, again, we'd be looking for 12 in case, I don't know, someone wakes up tomorrow morning and isn't feeling well and needs to be Matur Neder or something. Just that there's a safety net. So we'd be looking for 12 people who are in a position to volunteer for tomorrow. So if we could know early enough, so that if we don't have it, you know, to look for reinforcements elsewhere. So maybe if you can either orally and or by email reach out to Daniel, so he'll coordinated in Hashem, and then hopefully, it will have the desired effect. The matzav is getting worse, not better in Eretz Yisrael. Just to understand the background to this. Not only because of Rachmana Litzlan, the casualties that are increasing, which are horrific, absolutely horrific. But the international pressure is being ratcheted up to tie Tzal's hands. And it's a very simple fact. You don't have to be a political scientist to understand the following reality. If Hamas is not destroyed after what happened on Shemini Atzeres, so there is no more security in Medina Sisson. Maybe there'll be a little bit of an illusion of security, but there is no. It means what they did, what was so brazen and so horrific. If that can result in a ceasefire, if all the hypocritical humanitarians out there, you know, are going to try to pressure Medinas Israel into capitulating to a ceasefire, so then there's no reason. If you can walk over to someone and let's say an individual, and you can attack the person with impunity, Hamas doesn't care that a few thousand people were killed. Those are all replaceable pawns. That doesn't mean anything to them. As long as the heads of the beast are there, so the society raises these people to be to go on suicide missions of killing Jews. There's plenty of replaceable parts there. So the fact that they've killed 4,000 or 5,000, however many Hamas fighters. Okay, it's each one is a kiyum of v'yat hara, but it doesn't change the equation. So the eis tzara is not slackening. It's not even remaining steady. The eis tzara is intensifying. So we have to find clearly whatever. I don't mean we in this classroom. I don't mean we in this yeshiva. I mean we in the broadest sense possible. Clearly, but including we in this yeshiva and including we in this classroom, but not exclusively. Yeah. Clearly, whatever we're doing is not enough, and so this is sort of one attempt to intensify our efforts. It's certainly not intended to preclude any other forms of intensifying. So if it again, everyone knows his own personal situation, and that's why Chas V'Shalom, that there is no pressure intended. But if some of you are able, and again, since the idea is to try to sustain this, hopefully, again, Yeshua Hashem Kerefein, that it won't need to be sustained. And if someone signs up for next week, it's al das that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us nisim gluyim, and the Eis Tzara will have passed, and the person is not al das kein, you know, signing up, but so as to be mema'it in tevah de tzibur. So we're only looking to have 12 people sign up on a daily basis, which allows the manpower of the yeshiva to be stretched quite a long stretch of time. So if that's something that works for you, so please email and or tell Daniel, and maybe if you can do that, even if you know already before the next shiur, so then if we're not able to generate the minyan, so then we can look elsewhere to generate it. And by the sign-up for Wednesday, so then it should all be hopefully happening on online that way. Well, let's take a look here. We go a little bit backwards in terms of the Seder HaParshios. Well, let's go back to Lech Lecha, to Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. Vayava Avram Ba'oretz, you have ever said Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. Vayava Avram Ba'oretz Ad Mekom Shechem. The other day it's going to be a little tricky because a lot of people, I imagine, will have family obligations. And the pool will be much, much, much smaller. Thursday will be a little bit of a challenge. So again, that you don't have to tell Daniel about that when the general sign up goes out. If it doesn't conflict with any obligations, if you're in a position to do Thursday, that may, hopefully not, but it may be a mokom of fewer anoshim than other days. Vayava Avon Ba'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Eilon Moriv Haknani Oz Ba'aretz. What does Ramban say? Vayava Avon Ba'aretz Omer Lecha Klal Tovin Oso B'chol HaParashios HaBos B'mina Avam Yitzchak V'Yakov V'hu Inyan Godol V'hiskiru Rabosenu B'darach Tzar. So to understand Sefer Breshis, we need to know that this following principle, it's a major principle, Inyan Godel. Chazal presented it, but very much bekitzer. Right, the way we paraphrase it, Maisa Avos Simen Labanim, that whatever happened to the Avos foreshadows future events and patterns in Jewish history. V'lachein ya'arichu haksuvim b'sipo ha-masa'os, how the Avos traveled, v'chafiras ha-be'eros, what we read in Toldos last week, the digging of the wells, Ushoha Mikrim, which seemingly the Yachshav Achoshevam Kilo Hem Dvarim Yutarim Ein Barim Toelas. Seemingly these are Dvarim Shel Mabachach. Right, we really need to know that Avraham Avinu took an Amtrak and he went, and he took the Amtrak and he got off at Shechem. So the Ma'ay Nafkei Mino. Or that Yitzhak's Avodim dug a well and there was contention over the well. V'chulam ba'am l'lamed al ha'osid. But they all foreshadow the future. Kikashir yovo hamikra. But again, it's not only the way I've been translating it until now has been inadequate as we'll see from this next line in Mitzvah Shem. Kikasha yovo hamikra lanovi mishlosha sa'ovos yizbonin mimenu hadova hanigzar lovo lezaro. It's not only that it foreshadows, but it clinches the gezerah. Veda, again, that translation will, I think, be clarified here. Kikol gzeras irin, any gzera min hashamayim, kasha teitze mikoach gzera, when it leaves the realm of just being a gzera, an edict, el poal dimyon, and it's translated into some symbolic. Dimyon here in the sense of symbolic, imagination, imaginary. El poal dimyon kasha teitze mikoach gzeira, when it goes from being in the realm of just gzeira to a symbolic action. El poal dimyon tiya hagzeira miskayemes al kolponim. So then the gzeira will materialize. That clinches the gezeira. V'lachein, and this explains again, this is not only something the Ramban says which we need to know in order to understand Sefer Bereishis, but the truth is to understand Nevi'im as well. One needs to understand this metaphysical principle. V'lachein yasu ha-Nevi'im maise b'nevuos, k'mama yimiyo shetziva l'sroya, V'hoya kechaloscha likros ha-sefer hazeh, tikshu alav evin v'hishlachtu al toch pras, v'amarta kocha tishka bovel. So too, bovel should sink. V'chein inyan Elisha b'hanichu zroo al ha-keshes, v'yoma Elisha yirei v'yor, v'yoma chetz tshu al Hashem, v'chetz tshu al v'aram. So this will be an arrow of salvation against Aram. V'nem Hashem v'yiksef olav isha lukim v'yom l'hokes chomesh v'shoish po'amim oz yikisa saram ad kalei v'ato sholosh po'amim take as Aram. U'lefichach hechzeg HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Aram ba'oretz v'ose lo dimyonos b'chol ha'osid l'hayosos b'zaro. And that's the background too. That's the context for Avraham Avinu's, for the various, the, for the narrative of what happens to Avraham Avinu here. V'hovein zeh. We'll see that actually the klal actually goes further than this, but this is as much of the klal as the Ramban presents at this point. How do we understand this a little bit? How do we understand that sort of the gezeira is clinched when it's embodied in some symbolic action in Olam Hazeh? So how do we understand it? That kasha teitze mikach gezeira apal dimyon. Then tia hagezeira miskayem is al koponim. So Avraham Avinu coming, it clinches the gzeira of kibush ha'aretz v'chulu, as the Ramban is going to explain. So what's pshat? So maybe it means as follows. When it's in quotation marks only a gzeira, so then the reality is that the gzeira exists, but not in this world. There's a gzeir, whatever, kibush ha'aretz, that we'll conquer Eretz Yisrael. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that gzeir, so that gzeir is not in this world. It hasn't happened in this world. It's not a olam hazeh reality. It's in the olam hazeh elyonim. It's in the olam hazeh elyonim. Kol zman that the gezeira hasn't entered our world, kol zman that the gezeira is still transcendent in higher worlds, so then it's not final. It's not final. Maybe something's going to happen. It's going to be rerouted. Maybe it's going to be deflected. Something's going to happen. The significance of the Poel Dimyon, of that symbolic act, whether it's the symbolic act of Vayav Avim Ba'oritz, whether it's the symbolic fact of throwing the Sefer into the Euphrates, whatever it may be, but the significance of that symbolic act is that's the way the Gezeira enters this world. This world is an Olam HaSiyah, right? This is a physical world, unlike the other olamos, which are all more spiritual than our world. So our world is the olam hachomri, the olam haasiya. So the way something enters our world is when it's objectified through some external action. So that's the again a little bit of a havana in what this klal is. That kasha teitze mikoch gezeira, because as long as it's, again in quotation marks, only a gezeira, it's not in this world. It hasn't entered this world. It's not final. It's not locked in. But kasha teitze, when it goes from koach gezeira el pol dimyon, when it's objectified, albeit in a symbolic action, but once it's translated into an action, that's how the gezeira enters this world. Oh, the gezeira entered this world, it's clinched. It's locked. So then the Rav raises a fundamental question here. He says, how do you reconcile this klal? And again, we'll see in the coming days, Mitzvah Hashem, as the Ramban promises, as he applies this klal to explain different episodes. How do you reconcile this with Bechira Chavshus? If Maisa Ovos Simen Labonim, Kol Ma She'eva Ovos is Simen Labonim, so does that mean that the entire course of Jewish history is predetermined? And so where does our Bechira fit in? So the Rav gives a nifladike answer to this question. So we know in learning, right, from the Gemara in Erevin, what was it, 2.5 years? That there was this stalemate between 2.5, 3.5, 2.5, what? years there was a stalemate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that halalo omim halacha kamaseinu, halalo omim halacha kamaseinu, and then there was a basko that said, elu ve'elu divilu kemchayim ve'alacha kedimei Beis Hillel. What does elu ve'elu divilu kemchayim mean? What it means is that it's not pshat that when we paskin like Beis Hillel with six exceptions, Rambam Gaon says that there are six exceptions to the rule. When we paskin like Beis Hillel with six exceptions, it's not the pshat that Beis Hillel is right and Beis Shammai is wrong. No, elu ve'elu divilu kemchayim. They're equally valid, legitimate views, opinions. They both constitute a chafetz shel Torah, but in terms of which is normative, in terms of which you follow, halacha l'maisa, halacha k'divei Beis Hillel. So what does that mean? So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. He gave the Torah in such a way that there's a lot in the Torah that's white, and there's a lot in the Torah that's black, but there's also part of the Torah that's gray. And the part of the Torah that's gray is nitan lehisparesh ayidei chachmei ha-masora, who A, have mastered everything in the masora that's white and black, and B, have sort of based on, through doing that, have conditioned themselves to sort of think with Torah logic. So then, it's up to them to. So what does b'shach b'chav kumecha mean? B'shach b'chav kumecha is just telling us the zman of mitzvahs kriya shma, or b'shach b'chav kumecha is also telling us what the posture should be for mitzvahs kriya shma. So which is the right pshat? They're both the right pshat. They're both equally cogent, equally legitimate, equally valid readings of the psukim. Lamaisa, lamaisa, who do we pass on like? Eilu ve'elu divilu kemchayim, halacha k'divei Beis Hillel. So that's right, there's a call of eilu ve'elu. Says the Rav, but eilu ve'elu is not limited to this call of eilu ve'elu isn't limited to learning. It's not limited to Talmud Torah. There's eilu ve'elu also on a gzeirah. A gzeirah, you can have a gzeirah, and that gzeirah will happen. But the same way a pasuk in Chumash can be understood by Beis Hillel one way, Beis Shammai another way, a gzeirah can be mekuyam in one way or another way. And the example that the Rav gives, he illustrates it by talking about the Akedah. He said there was a gzeirah that Avraham Avinu would sacrifice Yitzhak. That Yitzhak Avinu would be sacrificed. That was a gzeirah. Now that gzeirah could be interpreted in elu ve'elu divilu kemchayim. There are two equally true, valid interpretations. One would be pshuto kamashmo in a physical sense, that Yitzhak Avinu would be nakad and would be sacrificed in that sense. But it could also mean in an emotional sense, right? For Avraham Avinu, I think that the Rambam writes that it's humanly impossible for a father, for a normal father with normal feelings for his son, it's impossible for the father, it's impossible to do that. The only way a father can do that is if he first emotionally divorces the child. Avraham Avinu had to sacrifice his love for Yitzhak Avinu, and only then could he have picked up the machalas. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's just impossible. The hand won't move. The hand won't move. A father cannot pick up a machalas lishchad es bino unless he detaches. So the akedah did happen. Avraham Avinu did. He offered his love for Yitzhak Avinu. He offered that on the mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The akedah did happen. It's not the akedah didn't happen. It happened in a different way. So a gezeirah, this elu ve'elu divilu kemchayim, it's a gemal gushet. There's elu ve'elu divilu kemchayim on a gezeirah also. So that's what the Rav says. So yes, ma'aseh ovel siman labanim, but how things play out, still the b'chira is absolutely crucial. Whether the gezeirah is gonna be mekuyam through pshat A, or whether it's gonna be Mekuyam through pshat B, that's what our bechira is so crucial. Okay, Lina and Hashem, we'll continue. I think it's probably the very next Ramban, but we'll be continuing with some of these Ramban and Hashem.